Welcome to the Saturday session, Magic Millions Day, and I'm here with a couple of my best mates. Dream Team Matt's over there. Kings, how are you, mate?
I'm very relaxed. It's been a very quiet start. I'm about square, found the first at Goldie, and now just reaching a crescendo very, very shortly.
Fizz is not bossing you around too much out there?
No, it's all very relaxed out there today.
That's good.
I don't like it when it's relaxed, though. I'd rather a bit more intensity.
Well, there's a lot of play in these next few races we're going to look at, so it's all about a head up, Dream Team.
Sure.
Thank you for coming in, mate.
Yeah, pleasure to be here.
Yeah, yeah, out in the town tonight, so you just drop in for a little while?
Yeah, a little bit. Show my face, get on TV. But I think it's the rain. The rain in Sydney.
It's a bit of a funny, especially in the middle of summer and it's raining everywhere.
Well, you're the best dressed, that's for sure.
I was told to dress to impress, so here I am.
I thought I looked all right, but anyway. Let's go and have a look at what we're going to look at today. Trillmit, throw it up on the screen, please. We've got four races to look at. The Magic Million Snippets, which is about to jump. Of course, a two-year-old classic. Big news with Warwoven coming out. The three-year-old Guineas Ninja, can he do it? And the Magic Millions Cup to finish things off. Why don't we go and have a look at the market for the Magic Million Snippets, of course, named after one of the inaugural winners of the race. Now, King Zone this morning. I was trying to find a few bets for the pot and I went and had a look at the king.zone and saw the pay line was a golden bullet and thought that'll do me perfectly. Whacked a bit of money on it for the pot. It's been a bit of a firmer.
Little bit. Yeah, it's a little bit hard to make ground there and pay line will get off the speed. So I'm hoping there's a fair bit of pace in this race. So I'm hoping Damien Lane doesn't get too far back. But I'm not saying it's super leaderish, but it has noticeably been hard to make ground there. So we'll see what happens.
Bet a lot of money for the instructor. Have you done anything this race, Dream Team?
I haven't. I looked at the form for this race. I think on the King's Own app, Payline's today's start is about a race pressure of 20, a race speed, and he hasn't had that for three or four starts. So he always runs on, just misses. Maybe today is the day.
He's going up 100 metres in distance too. So hopefully we can get him on the line
and the
for a game.
Right. They've already had a winner. So.
Munster's airborne.
Yes.
All right, let's do it. Racing.
Okay. Let's have a look.
Payline going back quickly. Slowly
mustering forward.
Slowly mustering forward to last.
No, I meant the favourites mustering forward, instructor right. Slowly.
So we last fence, yeah?
Last fence.
Not a great spot to be, right?
They're sort of slowing it up now, which is interesting.
So much rump steak in front.
You want to be out wide when they slow up.
Yeah. Needs luck though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
There was luck. You can come up the fence.
Oh, come on.
Nah.
Can't possibly from there.
The favourite's 80s. It got to stop. Oh, my God. Well, It's still a chance. A great chance.
Come
fence,
on, pay
fence,
line.
Fence.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Knuckle down.
Nah, it's going to run out of room. If he savages the line. Jeez, he's something big, wasn't he?
Jeez, that's hard.
Axius. Wow. Kieran Maher.
Just that little, quite a bit of balking, obviously. It's probably cost it the race.
Do you think he should have got out wider, Matt?
Oh, in hindsight,
I'm not just talking about this ride, just in general. Do you think, you're on the better horse, say Payline was 20 to 1 or 25 to 1 ride for luck, but if he's in the market, we get beat by 25 to 1.
Nothing worse than being stuck on the inside when they slow down. That's the worst.
If you're on a good horse sort of thing, get it out and run.
I think Damien will say he made a mistake, but he's a good jockey.
I wasn't watching the winner, so I don't know what kind of a run it got, but.
Don't know either. But
guessing just midfield.
Disappointing, eh?
But it's a nice horse, Payline.
It's just got a real level. Good short, sharp sprint, doesn't it? Just needs everything to go its way.
When it got clear, really, it sprinted very fast for that.
I thought it was going to win. Did you think?
Yeah, I did.
It's just so hard to get up the fence with momentum and win. You don't see it very often.
Yep. Oh, well, good bet, no collect.
It's time for the big one. We've got the A-team in here. Fizzer.
A-team. We're back.
Welcome back.
Cheers, mate.
Junior?
Yeah, exciting. Good to be here.
Now, you're like every other 23-year-old in Australia who had their life savings on Warwoven at $26 as a futures bet in the Magic Millions 2-year-old Classic?
I didn't, but I liked it. I backed it on debut and then I looked at it. It was already off. So I sort of got a bit lucky. Yeah, but I backed Guess House, did my money there. Not even in the field standard, but yeah, we're here now.
And, of course, the news broke yesterday that Warwoven was lame, according to the Racing Queensland vet. I think we all knew it wouldn't be lining up after that.
Yeah.
As I said on the den this morning, he's had a bad run, Bjorn. Paradoxium, it looked like it was going to win it. Then it went amiss. Masvingo, it went amiss as well, and then Warwoven. So he's had a little bit of
a bad stretch, but I'm sure that he's got the cattle there to make up for it in other races.
Mm.
He's had a fair run for the last couple of years, Bjorn.
So it's fallen away a bit. It's not the strongest Magic Millions 2-year-old classic ever. Ziploc and Tornado Valley are dominating. I just checked the market quickly before, and there's the gap's even smaller now between Ziploc and Tornado Valley. Tornado Valley could even start favourite.
Yeah, there's a lot of pots out there for Ziploc. There's a lot of – I noticed a few of the bookies are saying it's their lay of the day. I know Kings is – I don't think we like it off our form either.
Mm.
I didn't find it top pick even off mine. I've got Unit 5 top pick in this race, having its first run in Queensland, but had a little jump out at trial at Gold Coast. So, look, I was Unit 5 from Tornado Valley, but like you said, the – I guess everyone was banking on Warwoven being in it. I think it would have started around the $1.50 mark, Warwoven, but it's not in it. So you got, those horses aren't the worst. Let's look at all their records. They've all run well in their races. So I'm sure it'll be a good race still.
Lightly race horses. Junior, did you strike a blow?
Sheiky and Knightsbridge, something on the Waterhouse team.
And did you have actually bet?
I did. I had something on Unit 5 at around $11. So fingers crossed one of us gets the cash.
We're away. Tornado Valley not away very well.
Mine jumped last, so I got none.
Ziploc's going to land in a grouse spot. Knightsbridge on its back.
Yeah, Ziploc's in a lovely spot, isn't it? Yeah.
Ichinigo's trying to go to the front. Tegroni's had another tough run, had no luck this horse.
This next section will be interesting. They look like they're going pretty quick.
Has Munt got the favourite?
Yeah. He's getting every.
Yeah.
Okay, 11. 1-4 that last sectional's not too.
Some roadblock blocking it at the moment. Not letting it out.
Yeah, it's going in Tornado Alley.
J-Mac's gone around him as well, which he's got a lot of rump in.
He might get a run on Tornado Alley instead of the other favourite. The favourite's been, unlucky where it is.
He's going to get unlucky.
Tornado Valley every chance. Who's this? By choice.
This is Unit 5 up the fence for the fizzer.
Nice bridge down the outside.
Go Unit 5. Go Unit 5.
Go the fizz.
That's it. We love the Unit 5.
Great work.
Nice price.
Kieran Maher again, he's too good.
Tommy Stockdale kept the ride.
Yeah, it was.
Kept faith in him.
I think there was nice speed on and he just hunted the fence and said everyone will go wide.
One start.
Yeah, one start down in Caulfield Heath and then it came and won a trial at the Gold Coast, something.
Yeah.
Huge for them.
Yeah. Oh, it's big money, right?
Ziploc.
Yeah.
Ziploc was pretty stiff. He tried pretty hard to get it out, but
when it got out,
both favourites were a little disappointing overall.
Yeah.
Tornado Valley had his chance.
None of them are much good.
No, I don't think that.
I don't think this is slipper form.
I don't think we saw the slipper winner.
No.
Things are looking up, boys. We just got your best bet of the day home, King Zone.
Yeah, really promising horse, Sass Appeal. Never ever going to get beat. Sat outside the leader and blew him away.
I backed it for the pot.
Beautiful.
Which is good. So we're winning in the pot.
Very nice.
But there's plenty to go. This next race, the Magic Millions 3-year-old. Wow, it's the race of the day for mine. Mm. So I was looking in the den before and some of the smarter judges were saying they must try and go close to leading on Ninja.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, that's what they were saying. What do you think?
Oh, I don't think. But what do you think, Matty?
I don't think they will.
It probably doesn't have the speed, but I think they really wanted to drop in the first three or four. But look, we should see because it seems – is it a bit hard to make up ground there or is that
– you haven't seen many horses sitting wide and coming down the outside yet, which is what it may have to do if it misses the kick like it did last start.
Yeah.
I like him, but he's into a short price now.
$1.60.
Yeah.
Crazy short. They're not giving much away at that price.
So have you done anything yourself?
I had a little bit on $1.80 on Ninja. I haven't gone crazy at all, but I did take $1.80 for something, $1.60. It's getting into short enough now. Damien, I thought it was a decent race for Exotics with the 11, the 3 and also Memo.
So talking about that, I've had a same race multi Ninja to win into Damien to run top four. And then I've also backed Damien the place, all because of Dream Team Taylor's
he was keen.
Sage advice in at the Saturday set.
Yep, Damien the place is now the result for most of us in here. Ninja, I think we were hoping it. We saw even money, but that is not happening.
What will they do with Ninja?
It's interesting to see.
Of course, he jumps from barrier 17. What are you going to do, Tommy?
He missed the start last time.
Yeah.
All eyes on barrier 17. Fairly away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to keep him comfortable at the rear.
Yeah.
Damien jumped nicely, Dream Team. He's going to settle back.
Going to get some cover.
Yep. 14, one off the fence or something.
Sort of five wide ninja. Yeah.
He's going forward.
So he's going forward.
He's going to try and settle midfield.
Yeah, that's what we sort of hoped would happen. Actually, not a bad spot at all.
So do you think he slots in now and just tries to sit two or three wide with a little bit of cover?
If he can get cover, he will.
But anyway, he's not giving him 20 lengths.
He's three wide, no cover.
Yeah, tough spot.
We'll see how good he is here.
Damien's travelling. Damien's travelling up the fence.
Come on. No, don't get checked, Damien. Come on. Memo. We want Damien for the play. So Ninja's running on.
Memo, Damien.
Does Ninja win?
Come on, Ninja.
Ninja's too good. We've just got to get Damien into top four.
No, not doing that.
Oh, no, maybe. Rich, please.
Oh, he's run out.
I stopped watching him.
Oh, please.
I stopped watching him.
Jeez. He did run him off.
They're calling protest out in the trading room.
He did run him off. However,
I'd stop watching. I was watching Damien.
We went past him and then he got tired because of the run he had. Ooh, how far out is I don't think it's a protest, but
great mock by you at the 100.
I wasn't even watching. Yeah, my apologies.
Wow.
And do we think there'll be.
Well, wait.
I heard Fitzy yelling out protest, but I don't know.
He's usually pretty good. He is.
He certainly ran out a little bit, but.
Yeah. Protest, Fitz! You reckon, seriously? He's saying 100% upheld.
Sounds like he's talking through his kick, but we'll see.
Well, quite a big margin, at least a length.
Show us the head on. Here we go.
Head on straight away.
Win or lose, it was still a massive run. It's a three wide no cover the whole way and 10 wide the turn.
So he's got a lap full, nursing. Hits the front. One big bump.
I think that's...
We need another one.
It's upheld. That has to be upheld.
Ooh.
Does that cost him like... Yes, that cost him... The margin's 3/4 of length, I think.
Yeah, okay.
I think that...
One big bump, another big bump late. It's taking him five horses off.
I think Ninja ends up in the semifinal.
It's a big chance, but it's not over the line moral upheld.
He bumps him.
He does bump him and then comes and bumps him again.
Did he stop riding, Tommy? I didn't concentrate.
I don't think he did stop riding.
They don't like the bumping these days. They don't like it at all.
Okay, well, let's have our own opinion. But do you think if Talk to Be Sure doesn't come out like that, Ninja wins the race? I think he would have.
Oh, I'd have to see it again.
Yeah,
I thought Ninja came in a little bit. I've only seen that and I'm looking, through one eye here. But I thought Ninja came in a little bit. And then the winner came out more. But I'm no genius on these protests. I don't know.
Here we go again.
Pushes. That was the last one.
That's after the first
one. He's taking him six horses off his original line.
It's going to get upheld. All right, boys, I'll just bring you up to date. So the last scene ended, you weren't here for it, with me saying certainty protest upheld. And here we are. And what happened, Junior?
Yeah, it was dismissed. I'm not laughing at the punters out there. They're probably feeling the pain.
Oh, I'm feeling it too. Yeah. But it's funny that you got to laugh.
I put a poll up on the Den and about 80 people responded in pretty quick time. 70% said upheld, 30% dismissed. And I would put it this way. It's bringing the worst out of everybody on the Den, the decision. They're not real happy.
I think there was one good comment that you mentioned to us in the office. What was that? Kembla in settle, someone said.
that's got to be the attitude. So let's incorporate that ourselves and let's move on to the Magic Millions Cup. Dream team, west of Africa. You were tipping it in the Saturday set. I've backed it for the pot.
Great.
Won the race last year, you said.
Yeah.
Firmed up a little bit.
Yeah, it's firmed up. I think there was 20s on Thursday when we did the show. The track's not really racing awesome for horses that need to make ground, but hopefully they go mad and it's one of those times where they just like overcompensate. And we can get a each way bet home. But super open race. Yellow Brick carries the weight again. Other than that, I just thought I'd have a speck of big odds.
Yeah. Junior, do you want to talk to us about some of the pointy end of the market? Some nice horses here. Yellow Brick, of course, Stradbroke runner up.
Yeah, got to lug the big weight again. I don't think it beat much last start. Need some luck's pretty good horse.
On the way up.
Yep. Yeah, Meridius went good for the new stable last start. First run for it, big win at Cranbourne. It might just suck up the fence and get the cash.
What about get a fix for your man, Tom Papley?
I just had the greatest suck of all time last start. Hard to step into horses like that, but you're getting a price to find out in some open race, and it will probably get the same run.
Let's do it.
Gates are back and they're away. Get a fix was fair.
Yellow Brick are away, okay.
Yep.
West of Africa and a little bit of vigorous riding, which is great.
Yeah, that's where he is. He came from last year. But big ask, obviously.
Cool Jakey working hard to get to the lead.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's really hard.
He's tough, man.
Solid pace on. Yellow Brick's in a lovely spot for a class horse.
I reckon they're going real hard here.
This West of Africa hard. Got a bit of cover, which is good. Yeah. It's sort of not
last,
tacked on a bit.
Like it was last year.
Yeah. Need some luck's probably getting a great run.
Yeah, need some luck.
Is it wide?
Spot. Get a fixed fence. Run, Harry, run. Nice spot.
All right, here we go. Yellow Brick starting to saunter up. Looking very threatening.
Travels
West
nice.
Of Africa is thereabouts if it can weave its way.
Yeah, he's going to get the favourites, but...
The 300 has
a
little horse.
West of Africa missed its run. Now it's got to run. Come on, Westy. Go, Westy.
Go. Yeah, late but it's...
favourites, leaders off and gone.
This thing's 50s. Who's this, Miss Boomtown Boss?
Yeah.
King of Rousseau? The King.
Probably. Oh, rest of Africa very stiff, but yeah. That's what happens when you get back so far.
Nice win, King of Rousseau, Pete Snowden. I think they're Uncle Mal's mates.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Big win for them.
Uncle Mal couple may have tipped bucks. It on the down.
Snowden sneaky flying, he's going all right at the moment.
Absolutely. Disaster for me. I reckon it could have been in the finish.
West of Africa,
Africa.
Yeah.
Hmm.
All right, boys, well, that brings to an end a dramatic day. We're all out now, aren't we? Heading out in the
Magic
town,
millions
having a bit
of fun.
I'm not invited anywhere, so I'm not going anywhere, but you guys have got some bigger and better things to do.
Absolutely. Yeah. Celebrate our small wins.
Well, thank you for helping me out. And take a little bit of a spell now, but we'll be back on Thursday, the 5th of February, for a huge autumn campaign. Saturday sessions, all kinds of things going on. So thank you for giving us a little bit of support over the Queensland Summer Carnival. It's been a pleasure. Thank you to Racing Queensland for letting us get involved. Up the den. We'll see you in a few weeks.
Imagine what you could be buying instead. For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.